Good Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. This is King Scott Radio TV.com. We are listening to the mighty sounds of Jakeem Jordan, Baby Soul. I chose this particular melody just for the easiness of the day. This is a Sunday midday, and we are about to go to church. This broadcast is coming to you from at my Father's table, and we're going to just have a simple testimony to talk about the wonders of God, the nuances of time, space, and this universe. And our focus is going to be on how we treat each other. Each one of us has a testimony, something to say as to what has happened and what is happening and what's going to happen. I'm Pastor Kevin T. Scott of At My Father's Table. Sit back for a moment and let me testify to the goodness of the Lord. At the end of this broadcast, it's up to you to decide which side you'll be on, whether it will be with the world or with God. I will be reading from the Holy Bible, the New Century Version of the Word of God. The passage that I've chosen is from John 15:12, and it so reads, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." What does that mean? How do we break that into a testimony? Loving one another as I have loved you. Well, one of the first things that come to my mind is, how has God loved us? I mean, we differ on our opinions of what love is. Even till this day, we embrace love, and it gets complicated. Some are told one way, some are taught another. But the Bible says, "Love ye one another as I have loved you." For whatever reason, we just love differently. We serve the same God, but we embrace it in such a way where is it recognizable to what the Word says, how God has loved us. He's loved us through pain and suffering, good times, bad times, disappointing moments, circumstances beyond our control, supporting different things. We don't see them the same way. I say apple, you say orange, but we're still talking about a fruit. The simplicity of the Word is complex within itself. Now, that's not to put a whole bunch of fancy words together. It's just that way. Our love is different colors, different shades, different personalities, different makeups, different experiences, different outcomes. There is a difference. But God's love has been consistent all the way through our lives. If you're 15 years old or 65 years old, His love has been consistent. He didn't promise you a bed of roses. You're living a life a life that's worth living for His purpose, not necessarily yours. Finding your purpose in the Word of God is like holding a loose egg. It's slippery. What has He called you to do? Not your neighbor, not your friend, not your home girl, none of these kinds of people, not your son, not your daughter, not your grandkids. He has called us differently for different reasons, different ways. Your way is not my way. I can't see it as you know it. I can only live it as I have experienced it. We're not going to get complex here. I'm just simply pointing out to you that love is different. People express it differently. But the Word of God says, love ye one another as I have loved you. Meaning that I have to accept you for who you are, who you choose to be. If you choose to be a drug addict or a saint, I'm supposed to love you the way that He has loved me. My closet is not clean, neither is yours. We all fall short. We all are filthy rags. But do you embrace yours? Can I embrace mine? Can I accept your poor opinion of me as my poor opinion of you? Is that what the essence of that love is? No, it is not. We have to stay consistent with each other. I'm not one that's going to do cartwheels in the pulpit. I'm not one that's going to raise my voice when I feel like I can get some emotional support from you. What I can do is love you honestly as I know how, being the imperfect person that I am. I wasn't built with gold and silver. It's something that I earned. Mama didn't give it to me. Daddy didn't place it on a silver platter. But I am to do God's will. I am to do God's work. And my work is not your work. I have a different way of reaching out. You have your way. I have to respect your way. You should accept mine, no matter how short I may fall. We are all sons and daughters of the Most High. No big I's and little U's. Do you support differently? Do you see it another way? It all comes back to that point of view, you and how your experiences have been. So right here, we're going to pause for a soundtrack. I don't have to do it your way. I choose to do it God's way. And this is the way I'm being led by Him. Oh Jesus, speak to my heart. We're in church this morning. My testimony. Church this morning. Love ye. Thank you. You see, we serve the same God. You just do it differently. And it's okay. I accept your way, but don't criticize mine. Don't tell me I'm not worthy to say, Lord, you've done right by me. I can't speak for none of my listening audience. I can't testify for you. I can only testify for me. So you don't have a heaven or hell to put me into. I don't have to appease man or woman. The Bible says that. And because I choose to live by it, call me what you like. Say what you want. It don't matter no more. Because I know where I'm going. I believe in what I'm doing. It's my testimony. It's my honor to stand up and say that God has been good to me. Just like he's been good to you. There's no exclusive right one way or the other. And sometimes we get confused and misled and thinking that your loyalty should be here or there or in the front of you or in the past. It don't matter no more. You serve God. You serve it to the best of your ability. And if it's good enough for him, that's all that matters. People are going to call you liars. They're going to tell you you're fake, that you're fraud, that you're this and that. People in their flesh are going to do that because they're being influenced by principalities in high places. Because I may see it differently. I may recognize it faster or in some cases slower than you. Doesn't make me a bad person. Don't make you. I have a testimony for you. I can say it. And I can show you. These things reach down into your soul, into your bosom. And the enemy, and we all know who he is, uses it against us. But you stand strong. What you've learned from the word, what you've been taught, shown, now experience. That's your call. You don't have to be in places that you know you're not wanted. There are other places to go. There's other things to do to serve God, to be of service to humanity. Some people say, well, I think you did this and I think you did that. So what? Is it going to get you any closer to heaven? No, it's not. Is it going to tell poor, dictate you in another direction? Maybe so. But you don't have to accept that. You have your own testimony. You do what the word says and let the chips fall where they may. I have a testimony. I've been through some things, going through some things, and the future looks bright. No matter what someone may say. You may not be invited, but you're invited at God's table, and that's all you need. The holiday seasons are coming up. Some are going to feel left out. But be not despair. Don't worry about who said you're in or out. God has a plan for you too. No matter what it is. It may not be all that you want, but accept it for what it is and move forward in him. I'm expressing it to you that way because it hurts. Oh, I'm not disillusioned. It hurts. Everybody wants to be loved and liked and thought fond of, but this is not the place where you get that. Even though the commandment says, love ye one another as I have loved you. But we forget. Oh, how we forget. I can look back over my little life, and it is little. And I can say that some things have gone down that I didn't appreciate. But so what? So have you. You've been disappointed too. And these are things that we have to learn while we on this side of the Jordan. It's a hard lesson. Downright brutal. But there's a place for you too. And you do your best to service your place, in spite of what some may say. And because you do that, there's a victory for you in your life today, tomorrow. I don't know when you're going to get there. I just know it's coming. And that's part of having the faith in him. Don't put your trust in man or woman, because they will fail you miserably. They will tell you you're a lousy this and a lousy that. Don't believe it. Hold your head up. Look to the sparrow and stay focused on what God has called you to do. And if you can do that, if you can muster that out of you, the people of the world that will shove you under and push you down. He said, I will prepare a table of your enemies. Get ready for that. It's going to happen. You could be on either side. I'm not exempt, neither are you. Don't get it twisted. What he's given me, this pastor, is a microphone, and I can express myself to many, but I could be all alone as well. And that's the burden that I face, but I face it gladly, just to say I have another chance to get it right. I owe some apologies. I owe some tongue bashings. But if I stay focused with God, all that stuff won't matter. It's what I do for him that counts. And that's the maturity that I have to have at this stage I'm in. That song that you heard was no other than Aretha Franklin, Amazing, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Not you, like me. And I face it with God in front of me. No matter who falls to his side, with God in front of me. So this message is for the ones that's left out, that's not wanted, that's told that they're not good enough. Don't matter. Only God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost has a heaven for you. Embrace that. Believe it. Let them laugh. It don't matter. In the end, every knee shall bow. And a question will come. Did you love him the way I have loved you? It comes right back to John 15:12. Love ye mother. Love ye father. Love ye son, daughter, friend, as I have loved you. Grandkids, everyone. I've shown you the way when they stretch me wide and put nails in my hands. And I said, forgive them. It comes back to you now. It's on your cross that you get to carry. It may not make sense to you, but it's God's word. And if we can stay focused on that, and all the other stuff will fall to the wayside. Because again, it won't matter. We are going to get to the promised land together. And we'll love each other then. We'll appreciate each other on that day. That we all can embrace one another to serve Him. While we're here stuck on this earth. Amongst these people that will use you and abuse you and then throw you away. It's a road. It's a journey. It's how we travel. But you won't stay there. God has a plan for each of us. Follow your plan. Do that. That's not to say that you won't cry sometime, that a tear won't fall, and the naysayers will say that she's weak, she's soft, he's weak, he's this, he's that, and they will call you everything but a child of God. It won't matter. I'm telling you what I believe. It won't matter. This has been another broadcast, another testimony from King Scott Radio TV at my Father's Table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. My testimony. Amen, amen, and amen.